There are a few things in life that I think sometimes only a Robert would do. Only this Robert would do. And one of those is walking a couple of miles through the industrial hinterland of Strasbourg to find the River Rhine and the bridge which links, the pedestrian bridge which links the two sides of the river, but more important than that, linking France with Germany. And I have literally just walked from France into Germany. I'm still on the bridge. It's an interesting design of bridge. It's got two footways, but they're actually separated for a good amount of the span on either side, and then they come together in the middle, symbolising, I think, European unity, the linking of hands between these two countries, which have at times fought each other so viciously, but which have been friends for the past, 60 years now, 70 years? I can't count. It's wonderful. You can walk from France into Germany and there is not a hint of border. I mean, apart from the fact that I know that the border is at this point, that the bridge was specifically designed so that you could sit. I'm sitting on a bench on this bridge here, just inside Germany by about 2 metres. But there is no line. There's no, more to the point, there's no border guard, there's no fence, there are no gun emplacements or barbed wire or minefields or there's nothing. There is nothing at all to tell you that you have just gone from France into Germany. And look, I can walk back into France. Right, you ready, Mr. G? Hang on, there's a little step here, isn't there? Right, we're going to walk across 1, 2, 3, 4 steps, and I'm in France. I can do back. Come on, 1, 2, 3, okay. So I think the middle is about here. Mr. Geo is standing in Germany. Stay there, stay in Germany, Mr. Geo. And I am standing in France. And all that is linking us is the lead between the two countries, the lead between two countries. I know this is silly, I'm sorry. But what more can I tell you about the difference between these two countries? To the right of me, France, blue sky. To the left of me, Germany. Sunshine, but cloud. Sunshine coming through the cloud. To the right, sort of industrial noises. To the left, just now, you've just missed it, church bells. The wind going from France into Germany. We are at the moment, France is exporting its wind to Germany. I'm going to turn around, face downstream towards the North Sea eventually. Turn my back on Switzerland behind us. Yes, Mr. Geo. Right, so I've just walked over to the side here, and as seems to be the way with all bridges in Europe these days, I've just realised it's covered in padlocks where people cast their keys into the water, and this is it symbolises their love for each other or some other such rubbish. I'm sure it was a nice idea when somebody first did it, but every bridge you ever come across seems to be covered in them. They shine quite nicely, though. So I'm standing here in the middle of the bridge, as close as I can get, I think, to having 1 foot in France and 1 foot in Germany. My right foot is in Germany, I think. I mean, there's no line. Oh, hang on a sec. There is a sort of crease. That could be it. That could be the gap. Do we think that's the gap, Mr. G? Do we think that is the border? The front end of my foot is in Germany. The heel is in France. Oh, dear. I find borders really interesting, actually. The fact that you to the left of me is, we all know what we think of France. You know, there are stereotypically French things. And on the right of me, in Germany, there are stereotypically German things. You know, to the left is a world of fine dining and nice wine. To the right, sausages and beer. Still fine dining. Don't want to upset my German friends. So what does the border actually mean? And, you know, in Europe today, particularly with Schengen, the Schengen Agreement, which basically allows us to do what we have just done and walk from one country into the other, those lines are blurred. What does a border mean anymore? But one thing that it does make me think of is with our recent referendum in Britain and a statement from Mr. Farage that he would now like to help other European countries split apart from the European Union and end the European project. And look, I don't talk about politics very often, but I can't help, as I stand here, and think that is incredibly sad to want to actually go back to the days where I'm standing now would be an international border where you would have to show your passport, and where you would have to stop and presumably you'd pay your duty, and where there are controls, and where I can't just walk from France here into Germany here and then back again, you know. And to want to, you know, this is just one border in Europe, and to want to rip that up right the way across the area, I think is just so, so sad. But in the meantime, let's enjoy what we've got.